in North Carolina. They really do have pretty waterfalls in North Carolina, I'm telling you. And the most of them.
And we rode all over in Georgia while we was up there. Menlo, Georgia. Have you ever been there?
I wish so.
That's one of the mountains from Valleyhead. One of the mountains down there.
Talking about when you were coming up, we were talking about this highway a little while ago. What were the roads made of when you were coming up? Were they just
there's mud and water.
Just a dirt road.
Just right. Dirt road. Yeah. Room for one to get by.
You know, a road, when you got a highway like this and a road that turns off of the main highway, maybe, what do you call a road like that? It's, you know, not a main road, it just kind of
side road.
What about one, you know, if a man's house is about a mile off a road and one of them turns and a dirt one maybe just goes up to his house? They got any particular name for that? Maybe just a road just goes up to his house.
I feel like I've heard that. It's a short cutoff, I believe they'd call it. That's just a short cutoff. They don't go no further than that man's house. I think that's about the way they explain it.
When did they first start paving roads? Were you up in age, a grown man? Or?
They didn't pave this road until since we've been living here.
I know, but they started paving roads.
I know it, but this road wasn't. And that hill out there,
was it?
Camp Hill, I'm telling you, that was the latest thing. My boy, when they was going to school, they'd get stuck on that Camp Hill and half of all the bridges they got to walk in, you know.
Did they have a lot of gravel roads?
Gravel. Quite places.
Not too many gravel roads, just a few.
They'd put gravels a lot of times in them worst places, but that was a job, you know, in the county.
Yeah, most of the time it's just the old country roads. You know that.
Yeah, I know it was. I tell you what, terrible. And the people back with my age will tell you the same thing. I ain't even making it. You know, them wagon wheels has got spokes in them, you know.
Yes.
Well, down there at Duncanville, I've seen it many a time. Back over there where the road that turned off, that road went to Tuscaloosa. And there was that old red clay like you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And old man was running the sawmill there, and he had that 2 8-ox teams. And them wagon wheels, I've seen him come in there them with them logs and drivers with them oxen. And them wagon wheels would be just as solid as if you'd saw a block off, cut down that tree and saw that mud all just plumb solid. And where you'd come over that, turning that bump on the inside just smooth. And it'd just be just as solid, you couldn't see a spoke in the wheel. Now that's true, the other folks.
And roads used to be terrible.
Remember, old as I am, would tell you the same thing. Solid.
And it was when we moved here.
Call a truck wagon wheel. You know, Daddy used to make a truck wagon go down trees and fall rock ground about that wide, make a truck wagon. And then them wheels would be just as solid as one of them. It would be mud.
And they used to go to high school up here somewhere and they rode the bus. They'd go up anywhere at night and come back. They'd come in a lot of times, you know, the bridge's legs rolled up and couldn't get the car on.
I guess that was a problem. You were telling me about making your own coffee yesterday. How do you usually drink that? What do you usually take in your coffee?
I put that coffee maze in it. We put... A lot of folks won't put milk in it, you know, sweet milk, but most people drink it just put sugar in it. And that cream... I never did like sugar either, but a lot of folks... I see folks going to cafe and put sugar and cream in their coffee.
But I said you just put milk like you milk from the cow.
Did I tell you about the...